We are seeing big moves to the downside in the crypto space in the session here. Bitcoin down nearly 10%, while we are seeing a near 14% decline for Ethereum. This coming on a day when El Salvador has become the first country to adopt Bitcoin as national currency. And we heard the president there announcing a purchase of 200 additional coins ahead of that formal adoption. Let's bring in Jody Gunsberg, CoinDesk Index's managing director. And Jody, let's start by talking about the price action we're seeing today. As Zach before the break sort of saying, you know, we haven't seen this kind of pullback in a while. What do you attribute the moves to?
I think that while it's exciting for El Salvador's move, given its Bitcoin adoption, I also think people are really starting to understand some of the challenges that this brings. And the daily volatility of Bitcoin is more than 10 times that of the US dollar. So if you can think about what this means for the citizens using Bitcoin for everyday transactions, their purchases, their sales, what the price swings might mean also for the challenges to the government to meet some of the conversion needs, and how it might create the instability if Bitcoin is used for some of the pension payouts or other vital programs that are run by the government. These concerns are certainly pressuring the downside move in Bitcoin today.
Yeah, it's interesting to kind of figure out how big of an impact it was going to have maybe on the upside. I mean, in my eyes, it didn't seem like necessarily, I mean, we knew this was going to be happening. So necessarily, you know, the government adding a bit to its holdings there in Bitcoin is small when you think about how much MicroStrategy has been buying up. Just that one company, their last purchase was around 500 million, 13,000 Bitcoin. El Salvador here kind of flexing. They're now holding 400 earlier in the week. So small relative to even just one company. But now on the downside, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people in El Salvador who just don't want this to happen. As you're talking about, adds a lot of complexity. And a recent poll there, I think, was showing about 72% of people saying they wouldn't even want to accept it for purchases, even though that's going to be the law. I mean, how important is this one example, though, as an example to maybe the rest of the globe in other countries maybe doing the same?
It's important in terms of its being used as a case example. You know, as far as how much of the world's GDP El Salvador makes up, it's not really significant. But when we think about this in terms of the need for the deeper financial market services in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, I mean, for El Salvador, that needs to be in place before receiving the remittances can be facilitated from abroad. But in general, even in the U.S., the derivatives market is relatively shallow. The products market is still not nearly as developed as the other developed currency markets and financial products are. So we really need to see more of these secondary financial services in the markets that are geared towards crypto so that people can start using it with some ability to manage their risk.
Yeah, and you know, focusing in on kind of your specialty here and looking at the market as a whole and really digging into, I guess, Bitcoin's dominance, it's a term we throw around in terms of how much the market cap of Bitcoin makes up all of crypto relative to a lot of some of the other projects. And Ethereum had been gaining, as we noted before the break, you know, almost topping 4,000 again for the first time in a long time. And you look at that and you kind of look at the sell-off today. I wonder how much of it had just been because a lot of the gains had been coming from the fringe side, the altcoin side of the market, that this could be a pullback just because there was some exuberance, shall we say, in that side.
I think so. And I think that when you look at the crypto space as a whole, that's certainly becoming more defined. But understanding the relationships between Bitcoin and Ethereum and any of the other applications and what those applications are doing and how they're serving the financial services markets is important in understanding the nuances. And I think that that actually creates opportunities, not just for mixing the assets for diversification and exposure to the asset class as a whole, but also for the ability for traders to take advantage of the volatility and create their own alpha out of that, you know, understanding of beta and the market. So where are the relationships similar? Where are they different? And then how can you trade on that is important for how, you know, the market is going to move.
Jody Gunsberg, CoinDesk Index's managing director. Good to have you on the show today. Appreciate the time.